Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I please have a zip code?
633031.
So 66301, first and last name, please.
Yeah, 63301. First name, Loretta, Lauretta, Siebers, SIE, V as in Victor, ERS.
Thank you. Do you have an order number, ma'am, by any chance?
No, I do not, but you guys have been taking out 6732 out of my checking account every month since August. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And it's taken this long to trace it down.
What is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
Okay, it's 16 iron, like you iron your clothes, IRON, star like the star in the sky, crossing. COSSING, or they may have put XING because of the postage, post office here. And it's St. Charles, Missouri,
63301. Okay, so I see your order was done on July 26th for $5.74 for an ice maker. Do you recall that order?
I recall the ice maker, yes.
Okay, so when you place that order, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed for the membership. What is the membership? 6732 is a $125 voucher. It's like a gift card that gets sent out to you. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't get anything.
It will send out to your email, ma'am. You need to check your emails because it shows. Go ahead.
lsievers55@yahoo.com.
Correct. We have all your information on file, correct.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't want the 67 taken out. I'm 74 years old, and that's a dollar amount for one of my prescriptions, so I can't afford that. Yes, I did try the ice maker. I didn't get the ice maker. I didn't win the ice maker, so I haven't done any of those since then. So, and it doesn't even give me an order number or anything. It just takes 6730 out with your number, and that's it.
If you don't want to continue with the account, we go ahead and send out, I could go ahead and cancel your account, and I could request all the emails that you're saying that you have not received to you.
Okay. Yes. And then what's that going to do if you request all the emails? Will that give me any of my money back?
Automatically, the charges are valid, ma'am, due to terms and agreements that you accepted online.
I didn't accept any payment online.
You never accepted the $7 and the $5.74 online?
No. I looked at the ice maker, but I didn't.
So you're stating that the account is fraud and you didn't do this order, even though your information is correct on file, even your card information.
I did not give you permission to take 6732.
Okay. You're stating of the 6732. I'm not advising you of that charge. I'm advising you of the $5.74 for the ice maker.
Okay. I did probably do the ice maker. I'm 74 years old. I probably did that.
Okay.
But I did not say okay to take out 6732 out of my checking account because I'm on a fixed income, and it's a real problem for me. And I didn't get any more emails.
What I do, I request the emails to be resent out to you. As a customer courtesy, I can apply a 35% refund for November 4th charge.
35%?
Yes, ma'am.
That?
35% refund of the $67.32?
$7.32.
No, it's not that amount.
Well, see, my math is even bad after getting this old.
It's $23.56, ma'am.
And it's only going to be the one in November?
Correct.
Is this a fraud or something that you
it's
charge
not
people?
Fraud because
well,
you accepted that. I understand that you're saying that you...
I did not see where it accepted anything. I thought, okay, fine, I'll take a chance to see if I can get the ice maker. I didn't get it. I didn't get any more emails. So I figured I didn't win. So, and now you're going to take $67.30 out of my check for since August, which is $275.02. That's a lot of money out of my checking account, ma'am.
I apologize that the terms and policies were overlooked when you're placing the order. You're saying that you have not received the ice maker. I can offer to request a reship, even though it shows it was delivered to you, ma'am. Okay, that's why I'm offering a reship, because you're stating that you have not received it. I'm just advising you what I'm seeing on my screen. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I can apply
50%
to your address, the address that you provided me with.
Okay, I did not get it at my
address. Okay, so that, I'm sorry?
I said I did not get it at my address at all.
Okay,
and I
understand. The only thing that is, I'm advising you what is showing. I can't advise you if you did or have not. I'm just advising you what my system is showing. That's the only thing that I could provide you with, the information that I'm seeing on my system. The most that we can apply is a 50% refund of the latest charge that was done for November 4th, and I could request a reship and request emails to be sent out to you with those vouchers.
Please,
a 50% refund.
If you got my correct email, I should have got the emails in August, September, and October, and November. And I did not get any of that. You know, I got just at $5 if I wanted to do the email, do the ice maker. And I said, oh, that's kind of cool.
You were only billed for July, September, and October.
You also did.
Oh, I think you're seeing the posted date, but the initial charge was done on July 31st.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the date it hit my checking account.
Yes, but the initial charge started on July 31st. You're checking the posted date. That's why I'm advising you. Your account is canceled. Are you ready to write your cancellation number down, ma'am?
Can I talk to a supervisor or something? Because this is, you know...
I'm more than capable of assisting you with your account. We follow the same protocol, so the same information that I have advised you, a supervisor and manager will advise you, ma'am.
Well, that's okay. I would like to hear the same thing from them because, like I said, I understand the ice maker. I did, yes, but I did not understand that I was doing any kind of membership because I don't do memberships. I'm 74
I understand
years
you're
old.
Saying that you didn't do the membership, but you accepted that online. And by law, our terms and policies have to be online for us to even be online and selling our product.
But it seems like it's a fraud because if you take the $5 to try to get but I never got anything else and I didn't get any emails. So I should at least got emails, correct?
All the emails shows that they were sent out to you. We even have confirmations on this that they were
you
sent out
do,
to
huh?
you. Yes.
I can go back to my thing if you want me
you
to.
You go back, but you need to check your spam and junk folder too.
I already did.
Okay.
I already checked that because that's
a that is why I'm
do.
Offering to request a emails for everything that was sent out to you. Just one email with everything instead of different emails and request a reship.
And how much am I going to get on the very last one?
It's 3366.
And you will not take any more of them out of my account at all.
Your account is canceled at the moment. I'm trying to provide you with your cancellation number, ma'am.
Thank you.
Are you ready? Tell me when you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
C as in Charlie. 184. 6166.
Okay, I'm not happy about it, believe me. It seems like you guys are just hitting all of us young, our old people, and trying to take advantage of us.
When you place this order, we don't know how old you are, ma'am. We just know that you're 18 years older.
It just said a chance. Would you want to take a chance on this ice maker? It didn't say I want to take an order. By now, I paid for three of them. $275 worth.
Three of what? What you pay for three?
Ice makers.
You're not getting billed for ice makers, though. I have advised you you're not getting billed for ice makers in this whole conversation we just had, ma'am. I'm advising what? You're getting billed for a voucher that is $125 so you could spend in our online stores. I'm advising you what the terms and agreements are. And you're saying to me, I'm telling you, it's ice maker. It's not an ice maker.
Then what are you going to ship to me?
I'm going to ship out. The initial order was for an ice maker. That's what I'm going to request a reship. But the 6732 is not for an ice maker. It's for a $125 voucher that you spend in our stores.
So when do I get the $125 voucher?
The vouchers were sent out to you. You're saying that you didn't receive it. So I'm going to request the email to be sent out to you. That email could take up to 24 hours for you to receive it, ma'am.
And there'll be a voucher in that saying where I can go shopping. If
yes,
I
ma'am.
I don't even trust the money. So it's scary. You know, I just don't quite understand all this. It's, you know, this is way above my head.
Your account is canceled. I have requested everything to be resent out to you. Is there something else I can assist you with, ma'am?
So when do I get the voucher?
It could take up to 24 hours for you to receive it, ma'am.
And what about the return?
The return? 3 to 5 business days. Your product will be sent out to you in 3 to 5 business days, too. The ice maker.
Okay, if I don't get it then, do I call you back and say, guess what? You must have
yes, you give us a call back.
Huh?
You give us a call back. We're open 24 hours, so you get in contact with us at any time.
Okay, but if I don't get it between 3 to 5 days, do I call you back?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your name?
Well, my name is Brisa, B-R-I-S-A. They'll see that on the notes who you talk to, ma'am.
Okay.
And we're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, even on holidays.
Still way over my head. I don't understand all this stuff. I just understand looking at my checking account. It's 6732 short for 4 months. Took me that long to trace you guys down. If you're that not a fraud, why would it take so long to trace you guys down to figure out what's going on here?
Your account is, that's why we have requested a reship for everything. The 50% refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there something else I can assist you with, ma'am?
No, but if I don't give it 3 to 5 days, you're definitely going to hear from me again.
That's fine. We're open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful night.